using your mind and body to help your baby attain an ideal fetal position for birthing. We all have the ability to ask our bodies to accomplish something when we focus our minds towards an intention. The best way to have this happen is to sit quietly away from all distractions. Gradually start to gently close your eyes to a comfortable state or focus on a spot in a very dreamy way and start to listen to your breathing. Now, as you sense your breaths, allow your breathing to gradually slow. Don't worry about how many breaths, too fast or too slow. Just sense the lungs filling and releasing. Spend a few minutes just enjoying this peace away from any interruptions. Now start to focus on the area around your heart. Start to listen to your heartbeat and notice the rhythmic sense of how amazing it is to get in touch with your inner body. Imagine the work your heart is doing, filling your body with the oxygen to fuel every cell, every nerve, every muscle in your body. The more you focus on your breath and heart, you start to realize that your jaw relaxes, your shoulders relax, your chest relaxes, your belly starts to relax, then your buttocks, thighs, knees, calves, ankles, feet, and toes. Feel all tension pouring out through the tips of your toes. You start to sense that all your limbs are either really, really light or really, really heavy. You cannot even imagine having to lift them. Your mind is free from having to think about anything, and feeling how comfortable it is to just let your mind and body go. As you allow this wonderful sensation to happen, start to imagine what is happening in your womb. Your reason for enjoying this relaxation may be to sense how your baby is positioned in the womb. You can tell by the locations of your baby's kicks to help you see in your mind where your baby is in the womb. Allow your mind to picture the position. Is the baby in a position that will help the baby be born in an unencumbered position? Does the baby need to be assisted in shifting to a better position? With the techniques that Gail Tully suggests to change positioning, by opening the pelvic area to make room for the baby to turn in the direction necessary for a good start to birthing, add the visualization as another step in assisting the connection between mind and body. As you lay in your comfortable position, focusing on slowly breathing and feeling your heartbeat, picture your baby in the womb. You have the power to ask your baby if he or she can move into the position you would like. Use your mind to intentionally ask your baby if it is safe and if he or she can manage the move. You can picture in your mind what you would like the baby to do. This can be verbal or visual, completely in your intention with your imagination. You have the ability to assist these thoughts by seeing your baby turn as is necessary. Once you have practiced this in your relaxed state, you can combine these pictures using your imagination with the actual exercise you are physically doing to help this baby achieve just the right positioning for birthing. In asking the baby, you may receive a message that indicates a particular movement that may be different or may improve the position the baby needs. Sometimes there may be a reason that the baby does not turn, for the baby may know something that we do not know. Therefore, envision and speak, sending the message that the baby find the best position for his or her situation. If it is safe, then the movements you make may make a big difference in helping the baby maneuver. So let's refresh the message again. Picture in your mind what you would like the baby to do. This can be verbal or visual, completely in your intention with your imagination. Envision and speak, sending the message that the baby find the best position for his or her situation. If it is safe, then the movements you make by what you're sensing and feeling may make a big difference in helping the baby maneuver. So start this journey by learning that mother and baby can connect and accomplish a goal together. Start using your body's intelligence and the body-mind connection to see what can be accomplished when you relax, focus on your breath, let your mind relax, and start working with your baby to accomplish the birth you both are meant to achieve. Envision and speak, sending the message that the baby find the best position for his or her situation. If it is safe, then the movements that you make using the exercises that Gail is suggesting may make a big difference in helping the baby maneuver. We no longer think of the baby as a passenger. The baby is an active participant in your birthing. He or she works very hard to find the path of least resistance. Mom moving as her baby and body request. You are a team. Have a joyous time imagining what you want, need, and envision desires, allowing your baby to lead you through thoughts, movements, and sensations. Wishing you all a beautiful, rewarding birthing together.